Cadence Chung is a poet from Pōneke. Her poetry has been featured in Aotearoa publications such as Bad Apple, Landfall, Starling and The Spinoff. Her chapbook, Anomalia, was published in 2022. Mad Diva is their latest collection of poetry, published by Otago University Press on April 8th. It is rich in imagery of divas in opera houses, art galleries, dive bars, bedrooms, and in purple light of farmers at dusk in Wakefield Street at midnight. Beth had a kōrero with Candace about Cadence, about Mad Diva, and how opera and poetry informed the other in her creative process.
What does your writing process look like?
It's pretty chaotic, to be honest, and yeah, it's a tricky question to answer because whenever people ask what my process is, I'm sort of like, well, I don't know if I'm going to have one. But, you know, I'm always writing. You know, I write a lot and then sort of hone it down. You know, what I get published is like a tiny fraction of what I actually write.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm always writing, you know, on buses, in lectures, sort of whenever I get the inspiration. But a lot of the time it is inspired by what I've been reading or watching or listening to. Even if I don't quite realize it at the time, all of that's kind of building up in my subconscious. And then, you know, when I write a poem, I find it's often inspired by those things, which I think comes out a lot in Mad Diva too. You know, with my studies in English literature and music, you know, there's a lot of those sort of concepts and figures and stories appearing in my poems, even if I didn't intentionally do that.
Yeah, right. Opera is a theme that runs through this collection. Renaissance figures are often popping up, which can give the poems a classical flavour and connects them to one another. How do these aspects of your life, opera and poetry, inform the other?
Yeah, I mean, for a long time, I didn't think they informed each other. I've been doing classical singing since I was about 9.
Right.
Although, of course, you don't do the opera singing until a little bit later. It was all just sort of more, you know, songs, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
But I think especially in recent years, I have realized that they melt together quite seamlessly a lot of the time, especially when you think of, you know, compositions, and essentially, you know, any song is a poem set to music. And so that aspect definitely helps weave things together. And then also just, you know, as I mentioned, experiencing all of these stories in, you know, my studies and in all of the productions I'm in and the things I write, I feel like I think about these stories a lot differently through a poetic lens. And I'm quite interested in sort of updating them. As you say, there are lots of these figures in my poems, like, you know, all the operatic figures, there are lots of Renaissance references, some classical, you know, ancient mythology references as well. And I'm always just, you know, because I'm surrounded by these things, I'm always interested in seeing how I can bring them into my own life and kind of update those stories into the modern era.
Yeah, that's interesting. It's a nice contrast. It's quite refreshing to have these, like, there's that poem Mozart, where you're having a conversation with Mozart, and it's quite surreal, but it's just really interesting how, you know, there's this like antiquated figure, and then you're just in a restaurant or a bar having a conversation with him.
Yeah, exactly. Just chatting to Mozart in the bar, you know, as you do.
Yeah, as you
do. In a way, that's kind of what we're always doing, right? You know, we have all of these historical figures in our lives, and, you know, when you've just gone and seen a Mozart opera and then you go get a drink, it's kind of like you've had a little chat to him through his art almost.
How did you plan Mad Diva? Were you writing for this purpose, or was it a process of kind of selecting poems to come together for this collection?
A bit of both, yeah. I mean, I've gone through like quite a few manuscripts to kind of get to this one. So there are a lot of poems in the process that I've sort of written for a book and then gotten rid of. And maybe they'll see the light of day, but maybe not. often I think, you know, they were sort of experiments to get where I wanted to get. And so I think this is sort of the third iteration of what I was trying to do sort of thematically and poetically. So there were some things that sort of carried over from the past manuscripts. There are some poems in here that are sort of, yeah, like greatest hits almost. And I did just sort of grab them from other publications, or they were just sort of little one-offs that I think suited it. But once I'd sort of gathered up like a few poems, then I definitely did start writing for the collection. I had this like massive Google documents, and I just sort of think, actually, I think this new poem might fit in there. And so I'd write it in the document, and sort of once I'd done that, writing it in there and not writing it separately, I'd be like, okay, I feel like this is a Mad Diva poem.
Mm.
So yeah, I kind of started off compiling things, and then eventually I got enough of an idea of the mood and feel that I started writing specifically for the book.
Mm, I really like that idea of kind of writing like in that manuscript form, like, you know, having everything in one page or one document, because then it's kind of all, you know, connected in a way, and you kind of have those themes coming through.
Yeah, I think it makes it easier just to sort of really hone down the voice of the manuscript and exactly what you're trying to do with it. I think sometimes if you just gather up a whole bunch of random little poems, then it can be hard to kind of find common themes or a common voice.
Yeah, right.
And obviously you want variety, but at the same time, I always love doing a book that's themed. Like my previous chat book was, you know, even more themed. It sort of took the format of a scientific journal.
Mm.
And I just always think it's really fun, you know, when it's a book, to kind of have it be its own little universe almost.
Your previous collection, your chapbook, Animalia, was released in 2022. Has your approach to your craft changed since then or evolved naturally?
Definitely. I mean, I was sort of 16, 17 when I was writing a lot of the poems in there. And, you know, I'm sure we can all relate that, you know, when you're a teenager, you know, life is very different versus when you're an adult. Not that I really feel like an adult yet, but you're getting there. So, yeah, I think a big thing that has changed in recent years is that I really edit my work a lot, and I really sort of treat it more like a craft. You know, when I was younger, I had so many ideas and so many, you know, inspirations, and I sort of just let things flow out naturally, which is still what I do. But now, you know, once the initial sort of muse leaves and I've got a poem, I do really think quite hard about, you know, all these tiny little things in the syntax and, you know, how much sense it makes, and just really making sure that it's a really self-contained unit.
Yeah.
And I also have found lots of amazing poet friends. They all sort of seem to move to Wellington for university. So, you know, in first year I met so many amazing people, and now I often send my poems to these friends to read, and we sort of work together in that way, shaping each other's poems, which I think is really important, because it can feel quite solitary. So, you know, having people to back you up is really nice.
Yeah, for sure. And like, it's really nice to kind of have that community too, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
You've got some events coming up for Mad Diva. I think you're going on tour. Would you be able to let our listeners know how they can see you?
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm going to Auckland, Dunedin and Christchurch. So the Auckland launch is on the 12th of April at 4 p.m. at Time Out Bookstore. In Dunedin, it's on the 13th of April, also at 4 p.m. at the New Athenaeum Theatre. And then in Christchurch, it's on the 15th of April at 6 p.m. at Little Andromeda. And you can also find that information on my Instagram, which is CadenceBC, or if you just look up the Otago University Press stuff for that, that should all be online on their website and their social media as well. So I have two poems here, both quite short ones. The first is called Melody, and it's the very first poem in the manuscript.
Beautiful.
Melody. An imaginary lover makes and unmakes my linen sheet in the morning. I guess I'm unraveled in some sort of way. My heart is an undergraduate in a suit singing a French art song. His hand is on the piano. He looks how you might imagine a blonde boy looking, lipping through an endless flow of clauses. I remember telling you that French is one of the few languages with no stresses, all spoken in one long line, a pencil smudge that leads back to a conclusion I've already forgotten. And the art gallery flooded while I slept. My love has been the end of a bad short story. I wake up and it was all a dream. Carmen. They stabbed me on stage. I was only saved by the thickness of my leather corset, its waxy hug against my female hips. The prop knife hadn't been sheathed properly. It was a great scandal. The opera company nearly went bankrupt. There were news articles and everything. I sang the habanera like a bat out of hell that night. When, backstage, I peeled my costume away and everyone saw the blood, they asked why I just didn't call the whole thing off. To me, it was no worse than when I'd nick myself shaving my dainty little thighs. I was used to razor blade pain, death by a thousand cuts. The thud of the knife felt almost like a kiss.
There was Porneke poet Cadence Chung performing her poems Melody and Carmen from her new poetry collection, Mad Diva. Before that, she had a conversation with Beth about the book. Mad Diva is available now from independent bookstores near you.